So, we are taking up. Let's review the facts. All right. So the Gemara says we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right, Koppel?
Yes.
Right. In a case where the etzem is mashlim the basar, Rabbi Yochanan says it works. Reish Lakish says it does not work. Right. Meaning I would need a kazayas of basar to be over the etzem. Okay. So then you have the case of melach. Right. Can melach be mashlim the kazayas of meat required to be over halal? Okay. So now the Gemara splits, right? It says, okay, well, it depends. Within Rav Yochanan, okay, you could say that Rav Yochanan says, no, etzem to basar, chayev, mashlim. But melach to basar, nope, doesn't work. Why? Delav mina davar yonahu. Because it's not bird or meat, whatever, I don't care. It's not that. It's a different min. So etzem, I can argue, is really the same min, right? But when it comes to when it comes to salt, salt's a different min than bird. So therefore, it couldn't be mashlim. Okay? So if you've ever done tyrovis before, it's very, on the surface, sounds like a very tyrovis type of idea. You know what I'm talking about. Of course you do, Robbie. Because min mimino, min mishen mimino. What's min mimino?
Something falls into something else. Right. Just like it.
Right. So if I mix, so it's easier with liquids. So if I mix together, let's say regular wine and yain nesech, right? So what's the problem? They're the same thing. But mimishein amino doesn't naturally produce a tyrovis, because if I have a piece of meat and a carrot, right? There's no, they don't not naturally misdirect to each other. Okay, that's the first thing. You want to stop and define that, or should I present Reish Lakish also? Really? Oh, I was you're wrong. I'm saying you're saying there's two ways you can look at Malicha. You're saying
one way would be an extension of the.
I understand, right? You're saying you're saying this is really taking up an issue of Malicha, right? Now it's a question of, but you got to be careful because what he would say is, no, forget that. What he would say is, don't you have to know all about the halal, all the institution of Malicha? Oh, okay. Don't you have to know all about Malicha to make such a step? But fine. But you're so you guys are saying. I'm trying to organize.
Yeah, I know.
What? I got it wrong?
No, you got it right.
Oh, I got it right. Okay. In other words, you guys are saying that's a question of Malicha. Meaning, I don't know if I'm putting it which way. Say it again. Say it your way again.
I said, like, are you adding it, like a sweet entity onto the meat? And you just need to, like, put it salt onto meat?
Right.
Or do you need to, like, create a new status in the korban that it's, like, salted, it's seasoned?
Right. Right, but in that second way, you're acknowledging that now the salt becomes part of the object of... Right, so that's going to be... Good, now we got that out. So that's going to be the point of contention between with this group.
Three,
and
yeah.
Right, because you're saying... Because you're saying there's no way the salt's ever part of the chepsa, right?
Right.
Ever. By the way, now I'm going to cheat. Agree with you that in order for me to do akhtara, I'm going to have to put salt on the chepsa, but I'm not... You can't bully me into accepting the fact that therefore, by definition, it becomes part of the chepsa. I'm just saying, I approach this as that the salt is never part of the chepsa of the korban, okay? As an assumption, that's my premise. That's why when you started, I was like, because that's not what salt is.
So back pocket fact, that's what I'm
wrong. No. I'm just saying that was my.
Well, yeah, so that's okay.
Well, yeah.
You have to learn it
like
that.
Right, so now, but I also don't think. But I just think methodologically, I'm uncomfortable thinking. I'm not denying your svar isn't a good. I understand your idea. I just don't know. Wouldn't it be easier to have it flow within what we're doing right now? Meaning, we want one side to be consistent with what we were saying yesterday. Meaning that what does the melech do? The melech is mashlim in the same way the etzem can be mashlim, right? That should be the same. Versus no. Versus saying like what Feder was saying. Well, why would the melech be different? Why is the melech different?
What do you mean, why is the melech different?
Why would Rav Yochanan disagree and say, no, I only hold etzem and basar are the same? I mean, etzem is mashlim the basar, but not melech, because?
Oh, because it's not actually part of the entity of the karma. It's not chetzes karma.
Even if it's not.
So said yes. And why would you say it is, again?
Everyone agrees it's not.
What does Lakish say?
Same thing.
Really? Because it doesn't say... Does it say mino and eno mino? Okay.
No, it's the opposite side.
Oh, I see. So he says no. Reish Lakish says... Reish Lakish, who says you are putter, meaning you need a kazayas of meat, okay? But he says salt's different, right? Why? Because by salt, by bone, when bone falls off the mizbeach, let's say, or whatever, falls off before he gets the mizbeach, so you can leave it on the ground. So that makes it what? That makes it...
Is that when there's more of a kazayas of meat, or...
No. Let's say I'm in the mikdash, right? So I bring a, if I burn my meat,
right.
So as I'm
that meat's more than kazayah, though.
Sure, okay. Elahacha di parish mitzvah lasuke. But the problem is that when I'm makriv, when I'm maktir a korban in the mizbeach, on the mizbeach, so what's the problem? I have to have salt on it. So salt fell off. I must resalt it. Right? I must resalt it. So what is Reish Lakish? So again, same question as before. Do we maintain the differentiation? Mm-hmm. Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, in version one, what's he going to say? He's going to say that, no, etzem is separate from basar, right? And therefore, I need a kazayis of basar to be over, right? But when it comes to melach, so melach, what do you call it? Melach, since I need to go ahead and replace the melach, right? So therefore, what?
Maybe it would be different. Maybe it would count.
It would count. Okay. Kamash, well, the other way to learn is that no, he maintains his original position. So how do we answer this? What we're saying yesterday was he's very simple, and it's far from yesterday. Is that what do I need to be over? What do you call it? To violate the halah? So I need a kazayis of the substance of meat, right? So what's going on here? Okay, right. Say it again, man. No, say it again. You put it beautifully. Go, say it.
So either you have to be makdir kazayis of basar.
Okay.
And you just happen to have to put salt with it.
Right. So there's a mitzvah to add to that salt.
Right.
Good. Okay.
You're being makdir kazayis of basar.
Okay.
Right.
That's nice.
Anything else cannot be makdir kazayis of basar. Whereas the other side would say that really that what you're being makdir is what you need essentially is a kazayis of anything that you're burning.
Okay.
Right.
That's subject to haktar.
Yes.
Halachically.
Yes.
Okay. And that includes?
Salt.
Good. Okay. Then therefore?
Therefore, it would be mashon.
Right? Right.
So you have to replace salt.
That's what can make
you
it.
Right. You must have the salt on the mizbeach.
Right. So in our modification of Reish Lakish and that way of learning, what would you say now?
We're not really modifying Reish Lakish.
Well, what we said yesterday.
We're clarifying because we're saying that it's not just the substance of meat, it's the substance.
That's what I mean by modifying. There you go. Okay, good. Right. In other words, we said yesterday that what do you do? You're chayef to when you over the isser, it's the substance of meat. Now we're changing that ever so slightly. We're saying it's not the substance of meat, rather it's the substance, so to speak, it's that which is right.
Haktarad. We just assume the meat is the only thing that you're being
right. Mala. Right. Good.
But does it bother you?